Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi friends, and welcome back to another episode of Tigress. I'm here from my at-home studio, if you want to call it that. It's really just my couch, and I'm here with two very special guests. My daughter, Mimi, who is a six-month-old woodle. Ew, it's so weird to say that I have a daughter, but she is my daughter, kind of my doggy daughter. And I'm also here with Mimi's aunt, my youngest sister, Issa Okamoto.
Hi!
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back. So much has happened since you last joined. First, you're now in college, and you're loving college.
Now I am, yeah.
You're settling in.
I transitioned.
Where are you in school again?
I'm at Oberlin in Ohio.
Which is actually,
it's getting better. Like, the snow started falling, and now it's a little endearing. Like, I actually kind of like
it. You didn't like it during the summertime.
No, it was so hot. It was so hot.
But now that it's so cold, you love it.
Well, now it's in like the transition phase where it's not too cold. So I feel like I'm going to regret saying that I love the snow in like a couple weeks.
But you're going to take some of my winter jacket so you'll stay warm.
Yeah.
Some good hand-me-downs. If you hear that shaking, that's my puppy who's currently cooling off, you know. Anyways, we're going to try having the dog in our little podcast studio. It might not go for very long. Anyways, so this is going to be our first ever questions and answers video. We haven't done one of these in a long time, but something Issa and I talk about a lot is just the consistent questions that we get about certain things, whether it be, does Nadia smell bad? Do you still talk to your dad? Do you guys ever fight? There are a lot of questions we see over and over again in our comment section. And so we're going to go all over some of those questions today. So first one for you, Issa, does Nadia smell bad?
Nadia smells better than me like 80% of the time.
Even though I don't shower as much.
But that's because I got mom's natural BO.
And I don't have BO at all.
You have terrible breath.
I don't always have terrible breath. It's because I'm
drinking. No, but in general, Nadia has great hygiene. She genuinely doesn't smell bad.
And Issa usually smells pretty bad.
Just
unless you're wearing your perfume.
Yeah.
Shout out to any deodorant companies who want to sponsor Issa. She needs it.
Nadia.
I'm joking. Okay, what's a common question that you see that you'd want to ask? We made a whole list.
How do you show self-love to yourself?
I show self-love to myself by sleeping 8 to 10 hours a night and going to yoga every single day and remembering to take my antidepressants. What about you?
Okay, I do similarly. Like when I work out, I feel really good. But honestly, I've gotten really into hair care lately. So whenever I'm having a really hard day, I'll just expand my self-care routine at the end of the night. And I'll like add a few steps onto my skincare or add a few steps onto my hair care.
What are you doing for your hair?
I started oiling it and I'm doing monthly rice watering. I just did a couple videos on this.
Rice watering.
Yeah, you like make rice water. You know, we grew up with the notion that rice water is really dirty. Yeah. It's like really good for your hair.
So but I it's started just spraying dirt. It.
No, it's like proteins and stuff.
Okay. So hair care. You have really good skin.
Yeah.
I've been struggling with my skin. I got my bee venom facial. It was $300. But
I got mom's jeans.
Mom's jeans. You got the BO.
The skin.
The good skin, the round face.
Yeah.
Double eyelids. Yeah, you really did. Okay. What is your last relationship? Do you have a boyfriend right now?
No, I don't have a boyfriend right now.
And what was your last relationship?
My last serious relationship was my high school sweetheart. How about you?
Issa's still uncoupling. That's the current situation.
No, I'm not. I haven't talked My high school sweetheart in almost a year now.
Which sweetheart? Okay, I'm kidding. Okay, almost a year now. Do you feel like you're over it?
No, I talk about this really publicly on my TikTok. No, I'm not over it.
That's the thing with first loves. It's hard to get over. Okay, don't cry. We're not going to dive into that. I do have a boyfriend, and we've been in a relationship for 3 years. Pre-pandemic, we met right before the pandemic, and then March, we got together, and we've been together for 3 years. We lived together a little bit during the pandemic with the family. Issa, what do you think of my boyfriend? Issa's very single. What do you think of my boyfriend 3 years in?
No, I love Henry. He's like a part of the family. So
he's like a part of the family.
He's like part of the family in the sense where sometimes Henry, shut the fuck up.
Like family in the sense that you know when Issa can be utterly mean to you, that you've reached a new level of closeness.
Yeah.
What's something you've never told your parents? Or in this case,
I think I tell mom everything.
Really?
Yeah. I tell her everything.
Yeah, you really do, actually.
I really tell my mom, like, everything.
The last time you hid something from mom, I think it was the fact that you were sexually active.
Yeah, we did a whole episode
about that.
We did a whole entire episode about that. That was, yeah.
And when you were, like, doing some...
Wait, one of these questions is, what was the moment that you realized you wanted to stop getting in trouble or something like that? That was my moment.
But you were still getting into, like, drinking trouble after that.
That was just so sad.
But that's something you didn't tell mom until later.
No, but mom knew, and I knew mom
That's
knew,
true. That's you know? True.
And now mom and I talk about it super openly.
Yeah, I think I tell my mom everything, too. I think that we used to do this thing called Amnesty. Wasn't it called Amnesty?
No, we did that one time, and the one time that we played that, the stuff about dad came out. There was this, we went to a family friend's dinner party, and they were talking about how their family does this 1 hour where they tell each other anything.
And it was called Amnesty.
And it was called Amnesty, and you cannot get in trouble for it. Like, it's, you say it, and you move on. The one time our family played that, it came out that we were being sexually abused by our dad. We never did it again.
Wait, you're right. Yeah. That was the time it was like... I think I said something, it was like, oh, I snuck out this one time, and everybody was like, okay. And then it somehow got into, oh, I think...
It was like, oh, yeah, one time dad did this. And I was like, no way, me too!
And then you were like,
so bad.
One time dad left me alone in the house for like 2 weeks. And we were like, what? And you were like 8 or 9 at that time. That's true. So yeah. We played... So this question, what's something you never told your parents? We're super open with our...
Mom.
Super open with our mom.
Yeah.
I don't think ever open with our dad, even before we lost contact.
Sometimes I tell mom things I don't tell you, though.
Like what? But or you tell me things and it gets back to mom because I tell mom. What do you tell mom that you don't tell me?
No, I already tell... No, but like relationship stuff. But sometimes like if boy problems and then I'm like... Oh, because I don't want to tell my sister because then you'll hold it against me.
Because we'll get intense.
Yeah.
Well,
with my high school sweetheart, he'd do something like really assholey, and then I like wouldn't tell you because then I knew that there was a chance that we would still get back together, and I didn't want you to like hold that against him.
Which I did hold it against him.
Which you really did.
Like, because you kept getting...
Rightfully.
Issa's ex kept slut-shaming her, and then she told me, and then when they got back together, I did not get over it. Because I'm a protective older sister. But mom didn't really get over it, too.
Mom got over it.
Really?
Mom loved him.
Mom's more forgiving. That's true.
If you could talk to someone in heaven, who would it be?
Oji-chan.
Oji-chan.
Oji-chan is
our... That is the easiest question.
Our dad's dad, our paternal grandfather. Best person in the world.
Best person in the world.
Sweetest, like... No gossip, just like a good, jolly old dude.
Just like a good, jolly old dude. He just wanted to, like, be the best grandpa.
Yeah, which...
He loved having three granddaughters.
He didn't talk a lot. He ate a lot. He cooked a lot. He
slept a lot.
He slept a lot. And
he loved doing grandpa things. Like, he would come shopping with us for our soccer cleats or for your ballet slippers. I remember one time you were at ballet and he picked me up to go get you. We stopped at Grace Papaya and he was wearing head-to-toe...
Suits.
All white suit. A pristine, like, pearl white suit with a handmade cane and like a white fedora, and we were just going to pick you up from ballet. And we went
to
the
hot dogs. He was very stylish.
He was very stylish.
Very stylish. He was also super young. He had my dad when he was 18, 19. So when we were younger, he was like the same age as most of our friends' parents.
And I think he protected us from a lot when we were in New York, because he always like kind of kept, he had like control in the household obviously with our dad. And I feel like in terms of, because dad, you know, dad was the only thing dad was in charge of was like our sports.
Well, and also dad wasn't allowed to yell at us when our grandpa was around.
But like, you know, dad was in charge of our sports, yeah, and like what we did sports wise, which is why like sports were such a huge part of our life, yeah, growing up. But Oji-chan was the one that like really fought for us to do the sports that we actually wanted to do, because otherwise all of us were doing tennis, all of us were doing golf, all of us were doing track, all of us were like doing boxing and
honestly,
all these things.
Fuck golf.
But like, but I really wanted to do soccer. Nadi really wanted to do ballet. So like Oji-chan was the one that really fought for us to do those things and like focus on them.
I'm not over his death yet. Like there's no part of me that like registers that he's dead or that we put his ashes in Alaska. Yeah, like sometimes I'll get really sad, or because I lived with him when we were younger. We lived with him when we were younger, and then we didn't live with him for like 10 years before he died, because we were living in Portland, he was living in New York. And so I always knew that we would just see him less frequently, but it was like we would go on a trip and see him. And now I feel like I still have that, where it's like, oh no, just one of these days I'll come back to New York and like we'll get dinner together.
Okay, no, I don't have that. Like, I know he's dead.
No, he's not dead.
No, I know he's dead. I just like, I get really sad because I didn't get to say goodbye. Like, I know that he's dead. It's just kind of like sad that I didn't get to say goodbye.
No, I think
I flew you out.
Well, we didn't say goodbye. He died right before.
I know, but you got to go to the memorial.
Yeah, which, to be honest, was drinking barbecue at this studio. But yeah.
A sculpture studio that he ran.
All that to say,
I think also I'm really sad about that because we didn't get anything.
From the will?
We were taken out of the will after he passed away. We went to our grandma and grandfather's house, and our grandma opened his drawer and said, take a shirt.
And it's very true.
The rattiest shirt ever, and I wore it until high school, until there were like holes in it, and mom was like, we're gonna do a ceremony where we can give this gross shirt away.
Yeah. No, I think I'm very much in denial about it. I don't think... Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, like, even when you say, oh, he was such a grandpa, and the examples are, like, he took us shopping. But it was much more than that. I think it was just, like, his presence. Like, yeah. Everybody that he knew just, like, knew him as, like, a really loving, jolly old social guy.
Yeah.
Really thick Japanese accent, super stylish. And, yeah, he died of cancer.
He just remains, like, every single day he plays a huge part in my life. I mean, you know the accent that we do?
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll do an accent. We posted a video where we both did an accent, and everyone thought that we were, like, imitating...
People on TikTok said that we were imitating disabled people.
Yeah.
Which is not, like, we need to be more careful about this accent. But this
it's actually, like, us imitating our grandfather, because growing up it was kind of... I feel like a lot of people that grow up with immigrant parents or immigrant grandparents, like, the accent is a huge part of your daily life. And especially as Asian Americans, where we grew up with thick... like a thick American culture, yeah, and then we had to kind of completely 180, 360, like what? No, 180 code switch,
360
code switch to Japanese. Like, we made fun of our grandpa a lot, but honestly, it was like an endearing part.
But it was also how you talk to
them. Like, it was how we talk to them. So then when we do it, it's just like really sad because he also got made fun of, and like part of assimilating to American culture is like struggling with your accent. And even like the fact that people thought we were imitating, like,
essentially, like, it is we take out a lot of connecting words.
Yeah.
So, but it's how we would talk to Oji-chan, which would be like, Oji-chan, what for dinner?
Yeah.
Would be like how he talks, but also I think growing up, this is how we talked to him as well, was like in this very, I don't know, broken English, Japanese accent. Yeah. It's the same thing where he would always, if people were wearing the same thing or we were wearing the same thing and he loved buying us clothes, it would be like, oh, matching.
Yeah.
Like, you matching.
Yeah.
And so we say matching, we matching. And then people think on social media, like if we ever accidentally post a video like that, think that we're imitating someone who is like verbally disabled, which, you know, I could totally see if you see that out of context, which is so problematic. And that is obviously not our intention. But like the heart of that is like the person we miss the most, our favorite person in the fucking world is the grandpa. I will say, so Henry and I have been catching up on the TV show Yellowstone. And wait, I actually need to show you because the guy who plays the Native American, obviously our grandfather was a Native American, although he kind of looks a little bit Native American. The guy who plays the Native American chief looks exactly like Lojichan. You can see pictures of her.
Her face is so
Isa, weird. Look at this.
Oh my god.
Doesn't this look like him?
That looks like
Lojichan. His name is Gil Birmingham, and he plays the...
My god.
The Yellowstone Indian chief, Native American chief.
Holy crap.
Gil Birmingham. And
that literally...
Every time we watch this show, I think it's my Oji-chan. Like, he was wearing a suit in the show, and he plays, like, the villain.
The face structure. The nose.
The nose, like...
The hair.
Everything.
Slips back. Whoa.
Isn't this Oji-chan?
That's like a doppelganger.
Anyways, that's, like, literally same skin tone, same face shape. Oji-chan had more slender neck.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Anyways, so we could really go on and on about this question because obviously we miss Oji-chan and Nadia's in complete denial about it, but we're working through it. Okay, next question. What was your first phobia?
Spiders.
Yeah, you were really tired of...
Yeah.
Not tired, scared.
I was terrified. And everyone was like, ooh, spiders, because it was such... It was like the girly, quote unquote, it was like the girly fear. Like, it was the girly thing to be scared of. But I, like, my heart would come out of my butt if I saw spiders.
Where did that come from? Because we grew up, like, camping. We used to pick off the legs of Daddy Long Legs.
No, I never did that. You did that. I've never done that.
Nadia has never been scared of spiders.
I'm better at it now.
I mean, you don't love spiders, but you don't...
I don't love spiders.
You used to, like, the idea of a spider.
The idea of one, I would, like, cry.
We would say, like, oh my gosh, Isa's spider. And she would freak out.
I would freak out.
Oh, another phobia you had was Dobby.
That wasn't a phobia. Yeah.
Isa was really scared of the image of Dobby from Harry
and
Potter.
You guys were such assholes about it. Literally, I'd be like, guys, can I have a towel? And then I wouldn't hear anything for 10 minutes. And I'd be like, hello, can I have a towel? And then 10 minutes in, I'd just be standing in the shower all alone and be like, hello. And then it would creak and y'all would really make
skits
out of it.
And the light would turn off.
Turn the light off and then turn it back on and go, don't be here.
And Isa would scream. And we had to stop doing it eventually because my mom thought that we were going to...
the screensaver. Everyone, we had that big desktop, the 2000 Mac. And you would put Dobby as the home screen. So then as soon as I logged in, it would be like a huge face of Dobby. And I'd just be like, ah! And mom would be like, what? And I'd be like, Dobby!
Yeah.
Terrifying.
But you got over the spider phobia.
I still have like trypophobia.
I have trypophobia. Yeah, I was going to say
the holes. I feel like that's pretty common.
It's Kendall Jenner has it too. Trypophobia is where you're really scared of little holes.
Yeah.
Okay, where I feel this the most is at the bottom of the rice pan. Like,
really?
You know, if someone's
cooking
rice.
Where I feel this the most is the beach. Because if you walk and then all the little, like,
sand.
Yeah, I like, will just run.
Sand mites. Yeah, it's just heebie-jeebies. Wait, okay, I have a phobia. I don't know if this counts as a phobia, but I was really scared of nuclear bombs growing up because I grew up, like, New York City
9/11. And I was scared of earthquakes.
Yeah, you were scared of earthquakes.
I grew up on the West Coast.
I was scared of atomic bombs post 9/11 growing up there. But I think I really started to work through that. But I recently did watch the 20th anniversary 9/11 Hulu series. And it was, one, it was really heartbreaking because a lot of the shots, like, I associate with my childhood, like, growing up around that area. But then to watch it, like, the documentary, I think, on Hulu is made so well. It's with, like, real footage.
Yeah.
And we were living in that big tower last year in Williamsburg. And I just started having a lot of dreams over, like, planes coming into the building and, like, what I would do. And
do you have any other just, like, common nightmares?
I have a lot of recurring nightmares.
Because I feel like no matter where you grow up, everyone has that natural disaster fear based on where they grew up.
No, not necessarily a natural disaster. That's a terrorist attack. But some people have it as, like...
Oh, yeah, no. But that's what I mean, like, an environmental fear.
Yeah.
Because I have the, like you did... bomb drills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, like, earthquake, you're gonna die drills.
So my biggest recurring dream that I still have that I'm trying to work through is the ant. Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Where, like, when I'm trying to sleep, and it's always in the same bunk bed I used to sleep in Chinatown when we were there in New York, and the door slides open. We had these sliding doors, and a big black ant comes in and crawls into bed with me and tries to, like, eat me or touch me or hurt me.
Oh.
And every time I'm about to hit it, it's like Ant-Man. You know, in the movie Ant-Man, the Ant-Man kind of goes big and then it gets really small and it runs around and then it gets big and it hits you out of the way and then it gets really small so you can't see it.
Ant-Man isn't actually an ant, though.
No, but in my dream, it's an ant. But the concept of like, the ant is really big, it's suffocating me, and then I'm trying to fight it back and then it gets really small and it like goes down my shirt or goes in the sheets. And then as soon as I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I think it's gone, it's really big and basically this ant just kind of keeps trying to attack me.
Common recurring dream is running from something.
We have like, daddy issues.
like I get kidnapped and I have to run. Or a lot of them, actually, in every single nightmare I have you and Amay.
Like killing you or
no, like saving you. Like I have to save you guys too. I think this started after Agun.
Agun is our other grandpa who's not really our favorite person.
Well, he disowned us.
Yeah.
And the day that he disowned us, I was like in his face and I was like, you can't do that.
Because Amay and I were so triggered. That's another podcast episode.
That's like, we did another episode on that. But I think ever since then, I've had a recurring nightmare of like, we get kidnapped and you guys just freeze and I have to get us out.
Is that a nightmare or is that a memory? Yeah.
No, like I wake up and I'm like, we won't turn you in. This morning.
We have daddy issues. Okay, the last phobia that I have is snakes, which really? I didn't always have because remember our neighbor.
Not a phobia.
No, it's a phobia. I used to be fine with snakes, like garden snakes, like growing up in Oregon. Nope. Now, like anything slithery, fuck no.
Really?
It makes me so cringe. It just makes me like out of my skin. Like, like I just the thought of like. Like, just snakes I hate.
I didn't know that. Actually, I think I did know that. But I didn't know it was a phobia. That was just, like, a fear.
I just used to not be fine. I used to be fine with snakes. Like, I don't know where this came from. I think it's because our neighbor, Summer, had a pet snake.
Us trying to psychoanalyze all of our fears.
No, but that's where it came from because I was fine with the snake. But then all of a sudden, like, you know, when you're outside, you play with the snake and then you put it on the ground. But, like, suddenly my best childhood friend had the snake and we would hang out and the snake would just be there. And I think I didn't want to admit that I did not want the snake to be there. And then it was like cuddling with the snake and just like the feeling of like
it's like a really sweet snake though.
I don't like that. Okay. I don't like that at all. Wait, maybe we do one more question.
What's the first thing you think of in the morning?
Your ex. You think of your ex?
Oh.
That's really sad. I think the hardest part for you in getting over your breakup is that
I think it's just a first love thing. But because I very much know, I talk about this with my therapist, I very much know it's, like, the idea.
But I think it's
because we were not happy together. Like, we were really toxic towards each other. I think it's very much, like, the idea of that first love.
No, but I think what makes it harder to get over, too, is that you have snap maps.
No, we both turned them off.
Oh. But, like, I can't even imagine going through my first breakup and, like, being able to see where they are, who they're hanging out with based off of snap maps.
It was hard at the beginning.
Because you would zoom and be like, why is he hanging out with these girls on the GPS? Stalking him on Snapchat. I think the first thing I think of in the morning now is just like Mimi needing to poo.
Yeah, me. I was going to say Blue.
Yeah, thinking of the dog. Like, I need to take Mimi out.
Yeah.
But she's wonderful.
She is wonderful.
Yeah.
I miss Blue.
I know you miss your dog. Anyways. We could go on and on. I think clearly we have a lot of processing to do about our grandpa's death because we still love him and miss him. And I'm in denial, at least. We get a lot of the same questions.
Yeah.
I also think that these are, like, questions that a lot of influencers get in general, which is, like, what's your relationship status? Anyways, Issa's staying with me for Thanksgiving, and hopefully we'll do more episodes, and we have a lot to catch up about. We also know that there are a lot of questions out there about our family stuff. We didn't really dive into that, mostly because I think we're processing, and there are certain things that we love talking about and getting vulnerable about, and there are other things where we're like, okay, we need to really make sure, you know, we've processed before opening it up. But we love y'all.
Do an ASMR with this.
Yeah, you'll do an ASMR. An ASMR Tigress video?
Yeah! Can we do that together?
Yeah. I think I eat too quickly for ASMR.
We can do a mukbang.
What's that? Oh, that's the just where you eat a lot. Yeah, I'll do that. Bye, y'all. Thank you for joining.
We have an eating disorder. We can't do that.
I do not. I'm working through it.
No.
Oh, I'm good at eating a lot.
No, yeah, you can't do that.
You just shut your mind
off. No, no, no.
Think,
Dad.
Fill,
no,
fill,
no, fill. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, we'll just do an ASMR.
I just tap into the inner emptiness.
Stop it! That's not funny.
On that note, bye everybody. We'll see you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.